The arc, baby, and it feels like there's two of every spectator crammed in here right now. The atmosphere is intense. And hey, they got to be pleased with what they're seeing as their Gales are up 2-0 on this great Lancers team. But that was a nail-biter, folks. A second set that came down to the final few plays. Don't you dare go anywhere. We got set three, perhaps our third and final set, coming up here after a quick word from our sponsors.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Join us here on CFRC on November 11th for an afternoon and early evening in honor of Sheila Rogers, Queen's University's 16th Chancellor. Listen to the convocation ceremony in Grant Hall that will include her official installation as Chancellor starting at 2:30 p.m. and then join in the fun wherever you are in the world for the Chancellor's installation reception broadcasting live from the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts from 5:30 to 7 p.m. featuring outstanding Chancellor-curated music and engaging speakers such as the Principal of Queen's, the Rector, and the Chancellor herself. We look forward to celebrating with you on November 11th. Learn more on the Queen's Chancellor installation webpage. This is our life.
And welcome back. Good evening, sports fans. It's just a shade past 7 p.m. Do you know where your children are? Hopefully they're here in the arc for this fantastic doubleheader. We've got set three of game two as the Queens men's volleyball team have a 2-0 lead over the Lancers. But admittedly, that second set was an uncomfortable one for the Gales, going into the 26-24 territory. And the Lancers so far undefeated during the conference play, 5-0. The Gales 4-1, their sole loss coming last night to this very same Lancers. So a chance to even things up in the standings, fighting for all the kind of playoff positioning you can muster and manage. As Dax Tompkins will get us kicked off here for set three. It could be the third and final, or it could be the start of an outstanding comeback from this Windsor Lancers team. Tompkins serve fielded by Gustavo Sequeira. However, we have a net violation, so the Gales will get the point. Likely would have been a block anyways, given the trajectory of the ball and the fact that we had three blockers, including Chris Zimmerman, Isaac Zabchek, and the outstanding Zigliches, who leads the game so far in scoring with 10 points. Served by Tompkins. Whew. Scorcher from Tompkins, but Windsor will get a chance to return this one, and Chase McBride, oh my goodness, responds in kind. Sorry, that's Chase Bridges responding in kind, sending that one towards the chest of Lachlan McBride. Mr. McBride took a glancing blow to the cheek earlier from a volleyball. Seems to be okay. Floater is in. Zimmerman with a jump set. Oh, Zigliches puts that one right in the bread basket of the Lancer libero, Quentin Greenidge. And look, Greenidge was lucky that one wasn't 3 inches lower, or we may have had ourselves a potentially disastrous situation for Mr. Greenidge. Thankfully, he is A-OK. Zimmerman with the serve, but that one bounces off the top of the net and is sent back down to earth, so it's a deuce-deuce ball game here. Number 9, Caden Reed, coming up to serve for the Lancers. Very back and forth over the last two sets. Tobias Jeffries with the dig. Isaac Zabchek with the block. Zabchek wins the joust. Sets that one over. The Lancers are in a state of chaos. Three blockers. And they succeed. It was a close call. I wasn't sure if that was going to be a line-out wipe. But the blockers affect the trajectory of that ball. Send it just enough downwards to give the Gales a crucial third point. Isaac Zabchek, the point man on that defensive stand. Leechus, his serve unsuccessful. Back-to-back net down serves from the Gales. Not what you want to see here in set three. I think maybe some of that fatigue starting to set in. Not getting quite as much launch from those legs now after two very action-packed and close sets. However, it appears Windsor has the opposite problem as they put too much on that serve. Let's see if we can get a good one in here. 4-3 our score here in game number two at the Arc. Great job by the home events team. They always do a fantastic piece of business here. Zabchek in for the serve. Floats that one over, and it bounces right off the hands of Darian Koski and lands on the hardwood. Tricky, tricky. Isaac Zabchek handcuffs Koski on that one and gives the Gales a small 5-3 lead. And Zabchek is back for his second serve. Woo! Total change of pace here from the soft first serve to a hard-driving second. And Chase Bridges gets the angle wrong on that one, unable to bump it back over the net. So 6-3 Queens as Zabchek has got this Lancer defense in a blender right now, hitting them with the oscillating speeds. Zabchek back up to the line. High toss, and another absolute rocket from Isaac Zabchek. As he has got the Gales a 7-3 lead and a necessary timeout called there by the Lancer coaching staff. Isaac Zabchek, fantastic sequence there. He got the Gales up by 4, 7-3. What a job there by Isaac Zabchek. And he's been getting it done. Different types of serves, different timings, different velocities. Makes it so hard as a defender to, well, get your timing right. You don't know what's going to be coming at you, what kind of spin, what kind of speed, what kind of trajectory. Read and react, and especially with that little floater he shot in earlier. It's like a knuckleball in baseball. It takes a more unpredictable path because there's no spin on it. You're just kind of hitting the ball flat. And because it's flat, because there's no spin, it can be more kind of adversely affected by the kind of movement and airflow. As the timeout is over, Windsor looking to kind of get their feet back under them, reset, and stop this third set from getting away from them early. Also worth noting, in set number two, the Gales got an outstanding contribution from pinch server number 8, Nikola Mitrovic. However, we're back to Zabchek here. And that timeout got what the Lancers needed, which is a long serve from Zabchek. Windsor ball down 7-4. Chase Bridges up to the line here. Bridges with a good approach, a hard serve, knocking Tobias Jeffries onto his back and sending that ball into, what is that, the sixth row? There you go. Great serve by Chase Bridges. Gets his team back in this game. Tobias Jeffries. He's had a couple close calls. Glad that one hit him in the chest. Oh, no chance on that one. Another outstanding Chase Bridges serve. Jeffries wanted to make the effort, but that ball was going to hit the wall before it hit anything else. I think if the gym were about 20 feet longer, he would have dove for it, though. Playing with reckless abandon. And just like that, the Lancers have closed the gap. It's a 7-6 third set. Bridges, his great run of serves continues, but the Gales will get a chance to return this one. Jeffries with a high bump, Zimmerman with the set. Venning with the finish. Reed Venning, his first point of our third set. At least I think so, yes indeed. Looked like there was potentially a bit of a discussion, but no, the Gales do get the point. And Venning heads to the line. Great serve from Venning. And a great block from Lachlan McBride, and Dax Tompkins stuffed. And just like that, the lead is back to three. You've got two very tall young men in the middle of this Queens defense with the outstanding Chris Zimmerman there to support. Reed Venning. Just too much on that one. Hits the S along the Queens baseline, which is not what you're looking for. No points for precise letter targeting. So here we go, Gustavo Sequeira. He gets a great serve off, but that is fielded by Leaches. However, the Lachlan McBride line shot is stuffed by this formidable front line. And it's still a one-point ball game. Sequeira back to the line for serve number two. High toss, and it goes, oh, precise pinpoint serve from Gustavo Sequeira. I thought that one was gonna end up outside, but he put it exactly where it needed to be. Great serve there. Sequeira put it towards the left side of this Queens defense. This time he goes back right, and he goes just a little too far, unable to kind of precision place that serve. And now super senior Lachlan McBride back to the line to get a serve in. His first serve of what could be a very consequential third set. Oof, not a great one. Gales really struggling with their serves right now. Zabjek had a nice run, but otherwise there's been a lot of unforced errors, which against a Windsor team that's this good, you cannot afford that many unforced errors. Nice heads up play from Zig Leaches there. Let that serve go long, ending up in the same point that the last Gustavo Sequeira serve ended up in. And Dax Tompkins is back to the start of our serving order. Need a big contribution here from super senior Tompkins. Good serve, but that is fielded well. And then Tompkins gets involved on the defensive side of things. McBride to Zimmerman to Leaches. And the Gales restore their 2-point lead. That's two sixth-year players and their third-year setter. And this Chris Zimmerman guy, this young man has really impressed me today. He has been the key in the Gales building up this two-set lead. Tompkins sends that one into the middle of the net as the Lancers will take over. And this will be the start of their server rotation again. Marcus Lahis number three for the Lancers. Fielded expertly by McBride. Stuffed, but Tobias Jeffries with the set. Back to Leaches. We get a set from Zabchek. Oh, what a great kind of negative timing move there. Zabchek with the delayed set to Zimmerman. Zimmerman waited just that extra second before sending it back. And as a result, the Lancer defense were on the way down as Zabchek was on the way up. And that results in a just picture perfect kind of counterattack from the Gales. Floater from Zimmerman, fielded real close to the net. We get a joust that Zabchek is handcuffed by, unable to keep the momentum going. Zimmerman, though, went from the back line and closed a whole lot of distance on that dive. Gales maintain the slim one-point lead, 13-12, here in set number three. And this is in a do-or-die territory for the Lancers. Tobias Jeffries bumps that one high over to Venning. Venning is denied. Zimmerman trying to locate the ball over to Venning again. Venning plays with the timing this time, giving a slow roller, but it gets over. We get another high dump attempt. Zimmerman with the set. Denied, but Leaches took that one so close to the right-hand side that the denial turns into a wipe. Anything other than straight down was going to be trouble for the Lancers. Zig Leaches using that veteran savvy alongside Chris Zimmerman to lure the Lancers into a defensive trap. And now Leaches at the line. Great serve from Leaches. Lancers return. Bit of a miscommunication, but Venning sets it high. And McBride cleans up the mess. And the Gales are at 15, leading by three. Great series there. Great sequence from the Gales. And I think that will indeed lead to a Lancer timeout. So let's throw it back to the station once more. You are listening to Queens Gales Volleyball on CFRC. And this is a quick note on our 2024 funding drive.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
And we are back. We're in the midst of set number three here during our volleyball doubleheader. Gales lead two sets to zilch against the Lancers. They lost last night 3-1. And they're looking to get their lick back here at the arc. And they are in good position here with Zigliches at the line and a three-point lead on home turf. Gales have struggled with serves. And that story continues as Leaches sends that one into the middle of the net. And that's been the story of this third set. The Gales have struggled to convert with consistency while they're at the line. The Lancers, on the other hand, have been much more consistent, though they do trail. Good serve there, but Laughlin McBride treats it like it's no big deal. And Venning, like Leaches before him, with the astute wipe, approaching from the right, hitting the ball off the hands of the Lancer defenders and letting that one land out of bounds. And that three-point lead has been restored. As Isaac Zabchek, who has been the most consistent server, steps to the line. And I knew as soon as I said it. As that one hits the net. Even if you lower your voice, the universe still hears all. Back to Chase Bridges here. Chase Bridges has had a really solid game serving. However, the jinx goes both ways. As he sent that one a little long. Execution starting to wane a little bit here in set number three in what has been a closely contested volleyball game here at the arc. Venning to the line. And Venning rockets that one in. Windsor plays it at the net. Zimmerman with a high jump serve to Venning. And Queens is going to get this ball back. They are just sending an onslaught of hard hits to the heart of this Lancer defense. And Venning finishes that one off, hitting it towards the back right-hand side. Low, hard, and emphatic. And he's got his team up 18-14. And Venning goes back to the line, looking to get another exemplary serve in. That's a quick, quick hitter. No windup, no toss. As the Gales send that one. Oh, nice catch there from the fan in the eighth row or so. So that'll be a point for the Lancers, but great grab there as they take a minute to hot dog and grandstand. Well earned. I think if I tried to catch that, I'd herniate 3-4 discs, 5-6, you know, it depends on the day. Once you hit 30, it's all back injuries from there. As the Lancers take over. Number 10, Parker Riley, getting ready to serve this one away. The Manitoba product, great serve, hits Tobias Jeffries right in the chest. The Gales are able to get it over. They lose a joust, but they have another chance here, and Dax Tompkins, there he is, there goes that man. He is big, he is fast, he is bad. And he just sent that one into the middle of the arc seats. Gales up by four once more. Lachlan McBride at the line to try and make it five. Queens on the cusp of that 20-point plateau. However, McBride, following the proud tradition of several Gales and a few Lancers, sends that one much longer than it needed to be. So back to a 3-point lead. Queens still on the cusp of that 20-point plateau. And I think this is a pretty consequential serve here. You need to cut the Lancers off before they can build any momentum if you want to close out this game in three straight sets. Number 13 for Windsor, Joshua Tamoukis, going to serve this one away. Tamoukis with a good serve. Jeffries fields it a little outside. We're going to get a quick set back over the net. The Gales get into defensive position. And that one is high and outside like a wild thing Ricky Vaughn fastball. Gustavo Sequeira with a error there to get the Gales to 20 with their starting server Dax Tompkins back to the line, 5 points away from closing out this game. Oh, what a serve from Dax Tompkins. Off the arms of the Lancer defender and down to the hardwood, 4 points away with Tompkins heading back to the line. Sub in for Windsor. That's number six, Noah Koski, alongside his brother Darian, a Manitoba boy done right. As the officials are just quickly inspecting the net there, seems like everything is up to code. So we should be back in action as Tompkins approaches. Tompkins' serve is, oh goodness gracious, bumped, set, and spiked home by Gustavo Sequeira to cut it back down to four and cut off what could have been a game-closing run from the Gales. Instead, the Lancers get a chance to claw back at this deficit with Marcus Lahis. Jump floater, Jeffries bumps it backwards. A good set up for Zig Leaches, and Zig Leaches wipes that one away. His 14th point of the ball game. An outstanding day for Zig Leaches. As the Gales lead by 5, 22-17. With Chris Zimmerman back to serve. And Zimmerman has been really struggling this third set as he sends that one directly into the net. The Gales in the lead despite some, let's say, subpar by their high standard service play today. Windsor looking to capitalize. Nowakowski trying to get a good one in for his guys. And he does. What a serve from Nowakowski. Oh, Chris Zimmerman, that's not fair. Oh, stops it high above the net with one hand, sets it back, and Isaac Zabchik finishes it off. What a play. Oh, the highlight reel will be absolutely packed with Chris Zimmerman's outstanding plays as Zig Leaches approaches the line. And Leaches gets his best serve of the third set off. But it is fielded and finished by the Lancer line. That's a big bullet dodged. Getting Leaches off the line in a closeout situation. Queens leads by 4, 23-19, up 2-0. Trying to close things out as Anthony Ivanovsky approaches the line. Great serve from Ivanovsky. Gets Jeffries falling forward to field it. Lancers will get a chance to approach. Bridges with the hit. Oh, Leaches changes his mind. Jump serve, but I think the aerial improvisation threw off Lachlan McBride as he airmails that one. And Anthony Ivanovsky, that's who was on the line for Windsor during their long kind of run of service points in the second set. That's who they want at the line for them. Ivanovsky with the approach. Ooh, Jeffries saves that one. But it's all for naught as the Gales send it out of bounds. So the Lancers have closed the gap down to 2 thanks to the stunning serve play of Anthony Ivanovsky, and the Gales are going to take a timeout there to try and break this streak. So let's throw to what could potentially be our final little promo break of this volleyball doubleheader. You're listening to Queens Volleyball on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Join us here on CFRC on November 11th for an afternoon and early evening in honor of Sheila Rogers, Queen's University's 16th Chancellor. Listen to the convocation ceremony in Grant Hall that will include her official installation as Chancellor starting at 2:30 p.m. and then join in the fun wherever you are in the world for the Chancellor's installation reception broadcasting live from the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts from 5:30 to 7 p.m. featuring outstanding Chancellor-curated music and engaging speakers such as the Principal of Queens, the Rector, and the Chancellor herself. We look forward to celebrating with you on November 11th. Learn more on the Queen's Chancellor installation webpage. This is our life.
And we are back. Queens leads 2-0, and they're at 23 to Windsor's 21 here in what the Gales are trying to make the third and final set tonight's contest. Windsor, however, hanging tough, have been clawing their way back. Thanks in large part to the man at the line right now, Anthony Ivanovsky. As Leaches with the bump. And McBride with the finish as the Gales are on match point. 24-21. And they will serve. Isaac Zabchik, who has been the most consistent server in this third set for the Gales, with a chance to close this one out. Zabchik tattoos it, but he sends it long. The Gales are at deuce. Still on match point. But Chase Bridges, who has been a consistent threat from the line for the Lancers, will try and keep his team's fading hopes alive. But he will fail to do so, sending that one long and left. And just like that, the Gales get their lick back. A 3-1 loss on Friday is parlayed into a 3-0 sweep on Saturday. And to make it all the sweeter, the women's volleyball team accomplished the same just a few hours prior. And just like that, the Queens Gales have knocked off the undefeated Windsor Lancers. Both teams now 5-1 on the season. But if the playoffs started today, the Gales would have that advantage thanks to this outstanding bit of business accomplished here today. And it was a total team effort, receiving contributions from, of course, some of the usual suspects, your Zig Leaches, your Dax Tompkins, but Isaac Zabchek, fantastic job here today. A little bit of everything, defense and offense. Some consequential plays to help the Gales rise to the occasion and put an exclamation mark on the maiden voyage of Queens Gales volleyball on CFRC. I know I learned a lot. I know I had some fun. I hope you are able to say the same. Thank you so much for tuning in. And of course, folks, remember that CFRC's funding drive is ongoing, running until the end of December, looking to raise $25,000 so we can keep churning out local music, news, and sports. All the stuff that you love from the place that you love the most, Canada's favorite radio channel, CFRC 101.9 FM. We will have your regularly scheduled programming coming up at 8. Until then, we're going to play some tunes. We're going to have a good time. This is Jesse Bell signing off from the Queens Athletic and Recreation Center. Your Gales, two straight three-set sweeps over the Windsor Lancers, women's and men, a matching set of his and hers. And they've got the arc feeling good heading into what will surely be a chilly but lovely Sunday. All right, folks, all the best. Take care. We'll see you next time.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.
How often do you wonder what this life is all about? Can you do me a favor? Let me know if you figure it out. Been searching for a purpose. Sometimes it just feels worthless. I find more questions and greater doubt. Can it be enough just being? Why can't I stop these feelings from freaking me out? Is it all just a dream? Is it all in my mind? I'm stuck in between. Welcome to humankind. Surprise.
All right, that's life. Welcome to humankind. So fill your days with laughter, 'cause nothing really matters. Nothing really matters. And live happily ever after, 'cause nothing really matters. Nothing really matters. Say beautiful disaster, nothing really matters. Nothing really matters. Is it all just a dream? Is it all in my mind? I'm stuck in between the real world and real good times. Welcome to humankind. Surprise. All right, that's life. To humankind.
Oh.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexei Ormov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the Spire. Same great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Just go!
checked the east, she's checked the west, but she hasn't seemed to have found it yet. She once thought she did, she came so close, but over time she realized she was just living with a ghost. And her hair is a mess and she smells like sage and cedar, and when she gets sad she cries under the moon. Wandering soul, wandering soul, she can't find her home. Wandering soul, nowhere feels right, it all feels like lies. She doesn't know that she can't find it all inside. Her wandering soul, wandering soul, she can't seem to see it from where she stands. She wonders if it's out there somewhere she can't land. Is it just a story someone made up? Either way, she keeps searching, no, she'll never give up. And her hair is a mess and she smells like sage and cedar, she gets sad, she cries under the moon. Wandering soul, wandering soul, she can't find her home. Wandering soul, nowhere feels right, it all feels like lies. She doesn't know. Wandering soul, she can't find her home. Wandering soul, nowhere feels right, it all feels like lies. She doesn't know that she can't find it all inside. Her wandering soul, wandering soul.
Swing Swang Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.